Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started. Good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you all so much for tuning in once again for our time of morning prayer and devotion. Today, our focus for our devotional will be on thank you, Lord. So these past few weeks, we have been learning that praise and worship confuses the enemy. We've learned that we are to praise and worship our way through our battles. We've also learned that praise and worship is a warfare tactic in defeating the enemy. But praise and worship has to be more than just putting on praise and worship music. So today our focus is on thank you, Lord. And what other perfect passage to read than Psalm 100? And I know that most of the Psalms in the book of Psalms can be long, and we're going to read a whole chapter today, but it is only 5 verses. So Psalm 100 is a psalm that invites us to joyfully, cheerfully, happily, and with a full heart enter into the presence of God. It invites us to know, which is us people over the entire world, for us to know and to worship God. It also helps us to see that God is faithful, and that his faithfulness is extended to us and others, as well as generations and even generations to come. We also learned that God's faithfulness will never, ever run out. So let's go ahead and read Psalms 100, and I will start at verse 1. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise him. Verse 5. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever. And his faithfulness continues to each generation. And I read from the New Living Translation, and we're going to go ahead and break these 5 verses down. So let's look at verse 1. Verse 1 tells us what we are to do, and that is to praise God with joy and to praise God with gladness. So let's look at what joy means. So joy in the Hebrew dictionary means to shout. It means to alarm, to cry, to triumph, to raise a sound, to shout in triumph, to shout in applause. So we are to praise God with a joyful shout. And we should be able to have a cheerful spirit in doing so while we are worshiping God. So we are not to go to God with a mad or a down spirit, because we know that that's what God wants us to do. We know that he wants us to praise and worship him, but we are to go before him and to do it with a happy heart and a happy spirit. So back in the day when kings would show up, their people would praise them and they would shout with joyful noises. They would pay homage to the king. And just like people, us, we go to sporting events, we go to concerts, we go to baseball games, or even watching them on television, football games, basketball championships. We know there was just a championship last week. Your favorite artist concerts, Beyonce concerts. You go to all these sporting events and concerts and things like that. And we give them praise. We praise them for what they're doing, singing, playing a game. So if we are able to praise and shout to them for what they are doing and our excitement for what they are doing, then we as believers should also be able to give God that same praise and nothing less than that. So just as we recognize these idols and celebrities, God wants us to recognize him for who he is. And we know the celebrities, we know them as idols, but who do we know as God is? We know that God is Yahweh, and we know that because of him, we exist, and that because of him, his grace and blessings, that we exist as well. So let's move on to verse 2. We are to worship God with gladness, and we are to come before him singing with joy. So God wants us all to worship him, not just some of us. We are all are called to worship God. We all are called to serve him and to do it with gladness. And how we worship God should always be directed to him and him alone. During worship, you should not be worshiping anything else but God, the creator. And why do we need to serve God, and why do we worship God, some may ask. So we are to serve and worship God because he loves us. He's done so much for us already before we even got to this earth. So we can look at it from the standpoint that he gave his one and only son to die for us. We know that his son laid his life down for us so that our sins could be forgiven and so that we could have eternal life. So knowing that, and I can go on and on, knowing that, how could we not worship God? So let's look at the second part. We are to praise God with a song, but today we're going to learn other ways of praising God, not just with praise and worship music. So let's look at verse 3. Why are we to do this? We are to praise God because he is our creator, and we are to praise God because he is our shepherd. And we need to acknowledge that the Lord is God. We need to praise him that he is our creator. He is the one who made us. We are to praise him that he is our shepherd. He's the one who guides us. He's the one who leads us. He's the one who watches over us. He's the one who takes care of us. We are to praise him for his unfailing love. We are to praise him for his grace, for his mercy, for his favor, for his forgiveness. We can praise him for who he is. So it made me think of the names of God. If we are to acknowledge that the Lord is God, like, who is he outside of just God, G-O-D? Let's look at the fact that there are names of God, that there are attributes of God, that there are characteristics of God, and those are ways to be able to praise him. So you can do that in prayer. You can do that in worship. You can praise God that he is Adonai, that he is our great Lord, that he is majestic, that he has total authority. We can praise and worship God that he is Emmanuel, that he is the I Am, that he is with us, that he is in our midst always. We can praise him that he is Jehovah, that he is the self-existent one, that he is a God who never changes, that his promises never fail and they will never fail us. We can praise and worship him that even when we are faithless, that he is still faithful. We can praise him that he is Jehovah Jireh, that he is our provider, that he's providing for us in ways that we could never imagine. We can thank him for the ways that he's provided for us in the past. We can thank him that he is Jehovah Shalom, that he is our peace. We can thank him that he is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. We can thank him and praise and worship him that he is Jehovah Nissi, that he is our banner, that he is the one who gives us victory over our flesh. He is the one who gives us victory over this world. He is the one who gives us victory over all evil. And knowing that our battles are not our own, but that they are his. So we can go on and on and on, listing out the names and characteristics and attributes of God. But what I want you guys to do in your own daily and private time of praise and worshiping God, just as the scripture states, yes, we are to sing and worship him by way of psalm and songs, but to also open your mouth and truly worship God from your heart for who he really is. Acknowledge him for who he is. So go and find some new names of God or some new attributes of God that you may not be familiar with or that you may not have worshiped him in recently, and to be able to do that throughout the day. So it's not just praise and worshiping him when he's done something for you or when you want something from him, but for us to be able to do this on a daily basis, on an ongoing basis, so that we can not only know who God is, but we can truly speak of who he really is as well. And really get to know God for ourselves. I know sometimes, at least for me, early in my journey, I knew and heard that God is love, that he is merciful, but it's different when you can actually experience and feel him and see him in those ways as well. So we are almost done. Let's look at verse 4. So what are we to do? We are to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise and give thanks to him and praise his name. So we are to do that with thanksgiving. We are to have a heart of gratitude. So thank him for all that he has done for you and all that he has brought you through. I know that sometimes when we are praying and waiting for God to do something and he hasn't done it yet, sometimes we think that maybe God has forgotten about us or maybe he isn't going to answer this prayer that I have been praying. But sometimes it is very helpful for you to remember what God has done in the past, the things that he has brought you through and from in the past, and that can help you to just have a spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving, knowing that whatever I'm facing right now or whatever I'm waiting for God to do in my life right now, that he is more than able and capable of doing it. And if he has done it in the past, he is going to do it again and again and again. So thank him that you can depend on him and that you can depend on him for everything, not just some things. We can literally depend on God for everything. He is our provider, he is our supplier, and he is our sustainer. Each and everything that we stand in need of, he has already given it to us. He's already able to give it to us, and we will be able to experience it in his perfect timing. And we also are to worship God with other believers. So not just in your own private time, which is great, but also have an opportunity to worship God with other believers. And pre-COVID, we can do that during praise and worship at church, various activities that are done at church as well. But right now, things are done online and virtual, but that doesn't mean that that keeps us away from worshiping God with other believers. We are to bless his holy name and to know that he is worthy to be praised. And lastly, verse 5, we are thanking him for his goodness and thanking him for his mercy. So thanking him that his mercies are new to us each and every morning, thanking him that he gives us and grants us new mercies every day, even when we don't deserve it. Because even though we are saved, we are still sinners and we still make mistakes and we still fall short. So we can be thankful for his mercy and his goodness as well. So I pray that that blessed you guys on today and gives you deeper insight on how we are to praise and worship God, not just by way of song, and but way of psalms and adoration as well. So speaking and praying and worshiping God by the names of God, his characteristics and attributes. So we will go before the Lord in prayer on this morning. So just asking that you all will humble your hearts and agree with me in prayer. Feel free to pray along with me as well. So dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you have shown and revealed to us on this morning through your word, a psalm of thanksgiving, oh God. So as we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, oh God, we just want to thank you for who you are, oh God. We just want to thank you that you are powerful, oh God. We want to thank you, oh God, that you are mighty, oh God. We want to thank you, Father, that you are strong, oh God, that you are majestic, Father, that you are the one who has total authority, oh God, that nothing in this world catches you by surprise, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are the I am that I am, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are in our midst always, oh God. We thank you, Father, that even when we call on your name, inviting you into this space, oh God, we thank you, Father, that you have already met us here on this day, oh God, on this morning, oh God. So we thank you for this day, oh God, as this is the day that you have made and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are Jehovah, oh God. We thank you, Father, for being our provider, oh God. We thank you, Father, for sustaining us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for protecting us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us from all danger, seen and unseen, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your grace, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your loving kindness, oh God. We thank you for your mercies, oh God. We thank you that they are new every morning, oh God. We have so much to be thankful and grateful for, oh God, that if we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, we wouldn't be able to thank you enough, Father. So we thank you for who you are. We thank you, oh God, for all the things that you have done in the past, all the things that you have brought us to and through, oh God. We thank you, Father, for breakthroughs, oh God. Many people on today are waiting and standing, waiting for you, oh God, for a breakthrough, God. So we pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for breakthroughs to happen in this earth on today, oh God, on this week today, oh God. We pray, Father, for miracles, signs, and wonders to be done, oh God. We pray, Father, for miracles in families, oh God. We pray, Father, for breakthroughs in families, for breakthrough in finances, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that it is already done, oh God. So we ask, oh God, as the things that we stand in need of, that you will give us patience, oh God, that you will help us not to get ahead of you, oh God, that just because things are moving slow doesn't mean that you aren't hearing. We know that you are a God who hears, that you are a God who listens, and that you are a God who answers. So we pray, Lord, that you help us to be still before you, oh God. We pray, Lord, asking for you to help us to rest in your promises, oh God, to rest in your word, oh God, that when we begin to try to take things into our own hands, that you will convict us, oh God, that we may slow down, that we may pick up our Bibles, oh God, that we may see what your word says, oh God, that you may send us encouraging words and even people, oh God, to be able to pour into us in this season, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for revelation. We ask, oh God, that you will continue to reveal new things to us on this week, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will remove the scales from our eyes, oh God. Help us to have a new perspective, oh God. Transform our minds, oh God. Give us a mind of Christ, oh God. Help us, Father, to be able to think as you would think, oh God, to move as you would move, oh God, to act as you would act, oh God. We pray, Father, for a spirit of obedience, Lord. Help us to obey your word. Help us to obey your instructions, oh God. Help us to obey your commands, oh God. Help us to obey the things that you are leading and guiding us to, even when it doesn't make sense, oh God. So on today, oh God, we declare, Father, that we will trust you, oh God, and that we will trust in you alone, oh God. We will trust in you even when it doesn't make sense, oh God. We will continue to walk by faith and not by sight, oh God. So we ask, Father, that you will continue to order our steps. Lead us and guide us in the path that you would have us to go down, oh God. Anytime that we stray away, Father, we ask, Lord, that you will pull us and draw us back close and near to you, Father. We come before you on this morning, oh God, just confessing our sins, repenting of anything that we've done, anything that we've thought, anything that we've said, oh God, anything that has left our mouths, oh God, that has not been pleasing to you, Father. We ask, Lord, that you will help us to be Christ-like, oh God, that you will help us to be God-led and spirit-led in everything that we say, oh God, everything that we do, oh God. Let us be imitators of you, oh God. Help us to walk by you, oh God, by what you are leading us to do, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you will continue to protect and keep us on this week, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will keep us from all dangers of the enemy, oh God, from all forces of darkness, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we know that we are in a spiritual battle right now, oh God. We know that we are in a battle daily, oh God. So I ask, Father, that you will protect and guard our minds, oh God. Give us a mind of Christ, oh God. Help us to be rooted and planted in your word, oh God. Let you be the foundation, oh God, for everything, your truth, your word, the gospel, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us to be able to put on the full armor of God daily so that we may be able to withstand the attacks of the enemy, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will strengthen us, Father, that you will help us to be mature spiritually, oh God, that you will increase our faith, oh God, that you increase our trust in you, oh God. We ask on this week, Lord, that you give us a heart of thanksgiving, a spirit of gratitude where we are able to come before you daily, oh God. Sometimes not even asking you for anything, but just thanking you and worshiping you for who you are because you are worthy to be praised, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to keep us in good health, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to heal our land, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us to be able to humble ourselves, oh God, before you humble us, Lord. Give us a humble spirit, oh God. Remove pride and idolatry and evil and sin and wickedness, oh God, from this world. We ask, Father, for a revival. We thank you, Lord, for the revival that has already taken place on this year, oh God. And we ask, Father, that even in the midst of chaos and confusion and uncertainty and just the state of our world that we don't even understand right now, oh God, we thank you, Father, because you understand. We thank you, Father, that you are the one who puts the leaders that you want to be into place, oh God. So we ask, Father, that as we prepare for an upcoming election, oh God, we ask, Father, for your peace to consume us, oh God. We ask, Father, for peace in this world, oh God, for peace in this nation, oh God. We ask, Father, for miracle signs and wonders to be done, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will lead and guide us all as we go to the polls to vote, oh God. We ask, Father, for an increase in those who will be voting during this election, oh God. But most importantly, Father, we just surrender and submit it all to you, oh God. We trust you in all that is going to happen, oh God. But we ask, Father, that you will help us to do our part. Help us to be able to exercise our rights to vote, oh God. Help us to be able to exercise our faith, oh God, knowing that all things are in your hands, oh God. So we thank you for your blessings, oh God. But help us to know, Lord, that some of our blessings are conditional, that we need to do things on our part in order to receive the things that you will have us to receive, oh God. So we pray for blessings on this day. We pray for blessings on this week, oh God. And we ask, Father, that you will bless us indeed, that you will bless us abundantly, oh God, that we may be able to experience Ephesians 3:20 blessings, oh God. Pour us out blessings that we may not have room enough to receive. And as you continue to bless us, oh God, we ask, Lord, that you will just remove anything that is not of and like you, oh God, and then continue to fill us up to full and overflow with your spirit, oh God. So we thank you, we praise you, we ask all these things in your precious son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you all for tuning in today. As always, if you have prayer requests, praise reports, Thanksgiving reports, or any testimonies that you would like to share, you can always put them in the comments. You can also message or DM me or email them to me at hello@aspiritualwarrior.com. So I pray that you all have a blessed and amazing week. Meditate on Psalm 100 this week, as well as thank and praise and worship God for who he is. Study the names of God, his characteristics and attributes. So I love you all. Feel free to share this with someone if this has blessed you. Be a blessing on this day and week and share it with someone, even if you think that they won't listen to it, or even if you think that it's not something that they need. You never know. Let God use you today. So I love you all, and I will see you next Monday at 7 a.m. Have a good one. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.